It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
Welcome to a very special Christmas gift giveaway edition of America Outdoors Radio. This is probably my favorite weekend of the year because between our two shows, America Outdoors Radio and Northwestern Outdoors Radio, we thank you as our listeners for tuning in every week by blowing out 12 gifts of Christmas to 12 lucky listeners. Here's how the next hour is going to work. Sit back and just listen to the show, and we're going to tell you about six fabulous gifts that you can possibly win for Christmas this year. Now, there are a few rules. Number one, you only get to ask for one gift. And like I said, only one person who asks for each gift is going to win it. So a little strategy is involved here. There's going to be some really big gifts. And one of them, I'll tell you up front, is a pellet grill from Camp Chef that a lot of people are going to be asking for. So you might not have as much luck asking for that unless you feel lucky than some of the other gifts that we're going to give away. Now, all of our gifts are worth at least $100. And whether you're a hunter or an angler or an outdoor foodie or an indoor foodie, I think you're going to love what we've got for you. As for how to participate, there's two ways to do that. Number one, you can send us an email through our website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com and just let us know what one gift you hope to win for Christmas. A better way to do it, though, is to go to our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio, and here's why. Number one, the first step's very important here. You need to like and follow the page, not the post thread where everyone's asking for gifts, but the page itself. By doing this, you'll get information from our show in the future to include future giveaways. And we will be checking to see if you've liked the page before we determine a winner. In other words, if you're drawn and you didn't like the page, you don't win. But we want you to win. So like and follow our America Outdoors Radio Facebook page. Then again, just listen to the show, figure out what gift you want for Christmas, ask for that gift, and with any luck, your name will be drawn after our last broadcast this weekend. Now, as for why to do it on Facebook, well, here's why. Like I told you, strategy. You can see how many people are asking for the various gifts. And if you want a better chance at winning a gift, give yourself an edge by asking for a gift that is not as sought after as some of the other ones out there. All right, you got this all down? I knew you would, so let's get going with our first gift. And I call this the Hunter's Package. Well, especially the young hunter at heart. And here's what it includes. We've got a Blaze Orange Mossy Oak Hunting Vest that will work either for deer hunters or for upland bird hunters. Got a couple sizes available. We got small and medium adult sizes. We've also got some youth vests too. In addition to that, we have a rifle case from Henry Repeating Arms. It is green. It has the orange Henry logo on it. Absolutely beautiful. And I can't say enough about Henry Repeating Arms. As you know, they are a sponsor of this show. And if you really want to do something right, get somebody you love a Henry and put it under the Christmas tree. And if you win this, you can put it in this case too. Getting back to the package though, in addition to the rifle case and the Mossy Oak Hunting Vest, we've got a really nice Blaze Orange cap from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, a 2022 calendar from Pheasants Forever, and something fun. This is the kid part that I was talking about here. It's called the Pocket Shot. It's the evolution of the slingshot. It is a camouflaged kind of a slingshot, for lack of a better word. It's really cool. It'll actually fire BBs and pellets up to 300 feet per second. And on top of all that, we're going to throw in a pocket knife sharpener from our friends at WorkSharp. Take it all together, and that's the hunting package. So if this is the one gift you want for Christmas, like I said, just go to our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio or shoot us an email through our website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com and ask for the hunting package for your one gift for Christmas. You just might win it. Next up on our annual Christmas gift giveaway edition of America Outdoors Radio, we are blowing out six spectacular gifts this year, and one of them is from our friends at WorkSharp. They are based in Ashland, Oregon, but they sell knife and tool sharpeners all over North America. You can find them in farm and ranch stores, you can find them in select hardware stores, and of course, sporting goods stores like Sportsman's Warehouse, too. With us here to tell you about a really big gift we are giving away to one lucky listener this weekend is Josh Warren. He is the Marketing and Communications Director for WorkSharp. Josh, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, John. Thanks for having me on.
So Josh, WorkSharp for years has been kind enough to donate a gift to our regional show, Northwestern Outdoors Radio. You're doing that again this year, and we really appreciate it. And one of the most popular gifts that you've donated in the past is one we're making available today for our listeners on America Outdoors Radio. It is the Ken Onion Edition Knife and Tool Sharpener with a matching carrying case, too. And correct me if I'm wrong, is this the most popular item that you sell at WorkSharp?
This is right up there with our most popular items. I would say this is our top-of-the-line sharpener, and as it goes for most businesses, the top-of-the-line is very popular, and we have some other popular options that are simple and get the job done for people looking for that.
Well, let's talk through the Ken Onion Edition Knife and Tool Sharpener, and I guess we should talk a little bit about Ken Onion himself for those who don't know who he is.
Yeah, Ken Onion is a legend in the knife-making industry. He has pioneered new technology. He is a force when it comes to the inspiration he uses and his design process. It's been cool to see how just some of the small designs and approaches he has for knives have really swept into the industry. If you've carried a knife that has an assisted opening operation, a pocket knife that might have some form of a spring in it, he was behind a lot of the patent work behind that, specifically the SpeedSafe technology, if you're familiar with your knives. But either way, a legend in the knife-making space, and our partnership began years and years ago when our paths crossed, and he's been very much involved in the design and evolution of the Ken Onion Edition knife sharpener, not just the name that we get to put on this as a licensing deal.
Well, let's talk about this knife and tool sharpener and some of the things that Ken Onion has suggested that you put into it. This is a powered knife sharpener, plugs into an extension cord or outlet, but it's got a grip, so you can handle it just like a power tool, which means you can work different angles. But let's go a little bit deeper than that. What else is on this knife and tool sharpener?
The base for the Ken Onion knife and tool sharpener is a 1x12 belt. It's a flexible abrasive belt specifically engineered for grinding metal, sharpening knives. And then mounted around that belt is an angle guide system, which is adjustable anywhere between 15 and 30 degrees so that you can hold your knife at the proper angle against that abrasive belt and sharpen any knife in your collection, in your kitchen, out in your with your hunting stuff. Any knife that you own, you can sharpen with the Ken Onion Edition. Like John was just saying, you can also remove that guide and hand hold the unit to sharpen other tools like hatchets, axes, shovels, and that 1x12 belt makes quick work of almost any cutting edge.
Oh, it is definitely a sought-after knife and tool sharpener. It might be the most sought-after one I know about. And folks, again, we're not just giving you this worth $150. We're also throwing in a really nice, sturdy carrying case for it, too, that also has the WorkSharp Ken Onion Edition logo on it. Take it all together, this is worth about $170 in terms of manufacturer-suggested retail price. And if you want a chance to win it, go to our America Outdoors Radio Facebook page. Step one, like and follow the page. Step two, say you want the Ken Onion Edition Knife and Tool Sharpener from WorkSharp, or just say you want the WorkSharp package. You only get to ask for one gift on this show. You can ask for another one on a regional show, but you only get to ask for one gift on America Outdoors Radio, and one lucky person at the end of the weekend is going to be very, very happy to win the Ken Onion Edition Knife and Tool Sharpener from WorkSharp. And folks, if you don't win, You really ought to look for this at a sporting goods store, or farm and ranch store, or hardware store near you, or online at worksharptools.com. Get this for the person in your life who loves to tinker in their shop or their man cave or on the workbench, and they are going to really appreciate this as a gift. Josh, thanks for making this available to our listeners on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks for having me, John, and Merry Christmas.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Hey, how'd the meeting go with Tommy's school counselor today?
Well, not exactly as planned. I think we need help.
Help? Why do we need help?
Well, I asked her about paying for college, and she said that's not something they do.
Maybe it is time to get some help. Even if Tommy just goes to state college, it's going to cost at least $25,000 a year. We'll have to raid our retirement and pay for Tommy's tuition. There's got to be a better way.
There is a better way. A way where you can pay less for college, or even receive college tuition free, regardless of your income or your students' grades. A way for you to keep your hard-earned income and savings for your future and spend less on college, while virtually eliminating the need for student loans. Get the facts about college admissions and tuition by going to tuitionprograms.org. That's tuitionprograms.org. Tuitionprograms.org. Get the facts about college admissions and tuition by going to tuitionprograms.org.
Welcome back to our special Christmas gift giveaway edition of America Outdoors Radio. Our next package is going to appeal to fly anglers and fly tires. We've got several great books on this subject, and even some flies we're going to throw in with this package too. One of the books is Flies for Western Super Hatches, a book that came out this year from Jim Schollmeyer and Ted Leeson. Famed fly fisherman and author John Garrick has got a book, also a new one, Good Flies, Favorite Trout Patterns and How They Got That Way. And then there's Fly Casting Scandinavian Style by Henrik Mortensen. He hails from Denmark. We actually had him on the show earlier this year. This book's got some really great advice. It'll help you improve your fly fishing game on the river. And then we've got a really good one, The Orvis Guide to the Essential American Flies, How to Tie the Most Successful Freshwater and Saltwater Patterns by Tom Rosenbauer. And we're going to tell you more about this book because we interviewed Tom a little bit earlier this year on the show about this great book, and I want you to hear more about this. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thank you, John. It's a pleasure to be here today.
Well, I'll tell you what, I've got an advanced copy of this book, and you've hit a home run in terms of really having the essential flies in here. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit more about this book?
I wrote the first version of this book in 2011. It was published by Rizzoli, and it didn't do that well for him. I worked really hard on it, and I got a lot of good comments on it. So I went to another publisher, Lions Press, and we published it in paperback, which I think is a little more economical for people. So it's a book about the essential American flies, those iconic flies that probably everybody has in their fly box. And over the years, I've found that people are really interested in where these flies came from. Where did something like a woolly bugger or an Elk Hair caddis or a Lefty's Deceit receiver come from? Who developed them and why? And what was the thought process that went into these flies that, you know, some of these are, you know, 50, 60, 70 years old and we're still using them. Why are we still using them? You know, how were they developed? As well as step-by-step processes in how to make the flies. I talked quite a bit about the origin of the flies, and people seem to appreciate that.
Well, I'll be honest. I really thought this was just going to be a book about how to tie these fly patterns, but I love the fact that you go into the history of them too. Speaking of the elk hair caddis, this is one of my favorite flies. Why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about it and why it's still effective today?
Yeah, well, it's still effective today because it works, and we don't know why. You know, it floats well, it's durable, it looks like a caddis fly, it probably looks like a moth, you know, but the better flies just seem to stay with us because they work, you know, it's a process of elimination. And this fly was developed by a guy who was originally from Pennsylvania named Al Troth, and Al was fishing in Montana, and he saw an elk hide somewhere. I can't remember where it was, but he saw an elk hide, and he'd been tying some flies with deer hair. And he looked at this elk, and he thought, wow, that looks really durable. It looks a little brighter. I can see it on the water, but the elk hide was really stiff, and it wasn't good to work with. So he put it in a stream for a couple days to soften it up and took some of the elk hair home with him to Pennsylvania and tied up these flies. He originally wanted it to be a wet fly, a subsurface imitation of caddis flies, but he couldn't get the darn thing to sink. So he said, well, maybe I got a dry fly. And, you know, the rest was history. Probably one of the first people to use elk hair instead of deer hair as a wing on a fly. And it proved to be just what he wanted.
The woolly bugger. I think this is a fly that every fly angler has in their box. Tell us about the origins of this one.
Well, this one's also, you know, similar to Lee Wolf. There was a guy named Russell Blessing who was a very modest angler and never even wanted to take credit for the fly. And there's an old fly called the woolly worm, which is probably hundreds of years old. Very, very simple fly with just a chenille body and chicken hackle wound around it. And Blessing wanted to imitate Dobson flies, the Dobson fly larvae in Pennsylvania streams for fishing for smallmouth bass. So he took a marabou feather and stuck it on the end of the woolly worm. Marabou is a feather that comes from the underwing of a turkey, and it's very fluffy. You've probably seen it in fancy dancers' hair pieces and things like that. It's a very fluffy material. And he just stuck a long tail of marabou on the woolly worm, and the fly just proves to have irresistible action. It's, you know, it'll catch literally everything from bluegills to tarpon. It just works for everything.
Yes, it does. Let's talk about saltwater flies. Now, the foreword of your book is written by Lefty Cray, and I believe one of his flies, Lefty's Deceiver, is mentioned in this book as well.
Yeah, Lefty was one of a kind. He was a very unique and innovative angler and did more to popularize fly fishing than anyone else in the 20th century. And he was a real character. Great, great guy. And he was an early saltwater fly angler, and sometime, I think, in the 1940s or 50s, he was trying to imitate bait fish in salt water, and there weren't very many good bait fish imitations, and most of them just had a chicken hackle for a wing and a chenille body just to kind of imitate the long, skinny, wiggly shape of a bait fish. And instead of putting the wing on in the front of the fly, because when you put the wing on the front of the fly, the hackle wing, it tends to wrap around the bend of the hook and foul, which makes the fly swim sideways in the water and doesn't look very realistic. So you put the hackle feather at the tail of the fly and then put a bucktail collar, again, that deer hair that we use so much of, around the fly to keep it from fouling and to kind of create that baitfish shape. And it's still one of the most popular and effective saltwater flies. It's my personal favorite. If I had one saltwater fly to use, it would be a Lefty's Deceiver.
All right. In addition to Tom Rosenbauer's book, The Orbis, Guide to the Essential American Flies, which, as you just heard, is going to be a great read. We've got all these other fly fishing books, and we've got some really interesting flies from Farnsworth Fly Fishing. Now, these are actually bass flies. I got four of them all together, and they're really unique. They're almost like poppers, and they have little plastic curly tail grubs on the end. Really ingenious. I think if you are after bass or panfish, these will work quite well. This fly fishing package has a retail value of $125, and you know how this works. If this is the one gift you want for Christmas, go to our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio, like and follow the page. That's step one, and yes, we will be checking that. And then go to the post thread where everyone's asking for gifts and ask for the fly fishing package. You only get to ask for one gift, so you might want to stick around and see what else we've got for you. But if you're a fly angler, this is a real good one. Oh, and if you want a bonus entry, just let us know what station you're listening to today and what state you're from. We'll pick one lucky winner for this package after our last broadcast this weekend. Stick around, we've got more gifts of Christmas coming your way in just a couple of minutes, right here on America Outdoors Radio. This portion of the show was brought to you by our friends at WorkSharp. They're the fine folks out of Ashland, Oregon, who make knife and tool sharpeners that you can use whether you're hunting or fishing or camping or maybe in your shop, maybe in your kitchen, for all of the knives and tools you need sharpened every day when you work and play. WorkSharp tools can be found online at WorkSharpTools.com, or you can find them in sporting goods stores and hardware stores all over our great nation. Just look for WorkSharp products to sharpen your knives and your tools, because nothing is worse than trying to get the job done right with a dull blade. Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com. You're back in with America Outdoors Radio. It is our special Christmas gift giveaway edition where we are giving away a pellet grill from Camp Chef. Boy, oh boy, that is one incredible giveaway. But you know what? We decided to add another giveaway to this show this year. And the people that are giving it away are the folks who own Sina Sea, a company that is based in Alaska. They actually catch wild Alaskan salmon and halibut and sablefish and crab, and they will deliver it right to your door. It's packaged with care. This is premium quality. We're talking Copper River sockeye. That's the quality we're talking here. And they're going to give us something to give to you. Rich, Sina, it's great to have you on the air.
Hey, thanks, John. Thanks for having us. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Merry Christmas.
You are a sponsor of our regional show, Northwestern Outdoors Radio. A lot of our national listeners have never heard of Sina Sea before. Why don't you tell them a little bit about your company?
So we're in our eighth year right now, and started out with just Sina and I. And we've migrated from there to owning a processing facility in Cordova, Alaska, where we not only do I catch fish, but I also process other people's fish, and we sell it all over the country.
Sina, your company has actually been mentioned in some pretty prestigious magazines. Tell us what magazines and why Sina Sea was mentioned.
Oh, we've been mentioned in Food and Wine, Epicurious, and Bon Appetit. And these are organic mentions. In other words, they found us, which is really flattering. And we've been listed as some of the top online seafood places to get seafood to your door.
One thing that stands out about Sina Sea, Rich, is the way you handle your fish. I mean, from the moment they come on board until they arrive at your doorstep, what are some of the things that you do that a lot of other companies don't?
So, for instance, what we do with our individual portions is we wrap, hand wrap everything in parchment paper and then vacuum seal it and flash freeze it.
Well, not only that, I mean, you were telling me before, when you catch them, everyone's seen, you know, lots of films about fishing in the Bering Sea or the Gulf of Alaska and, or any other commercial fishing operation where you're just throwing the fish on the deck, kicking them into the hold or whatever. You're not doing that at all, are you?
No. No, actually, we take really good care of our fish, and we pay extra to our fishermen to take care of their fish. So this is something that starts not only when it's brought to our facility, but all the way through the process to Sina, the way that she sends it out.
Well, and I want to talk about that, because you don't ship your fish like most companies ship their fish, do you, Sina?
Well, we take a lot of pride in how the fish shows up to your door. So we have gorgeous portions. We put a lot of time and energy into the quality thus far, and we ship it on dry ice in sustainable packaging, no styrofoam, right to your door.
Speaking of sustainable, I want to talk about something here. You're targeting fish that are mainly heading towards the Copper River. We're talking sockeye, which is like platinum when it comes to quality. We're talking king salmon. We're talking coho. And you actually donate to a watershed project in the Copper River, don't you?
Yeah, we support the Copper River Watershed Project. And I think that a lot of people understand that outdoorsmen and sport fishermen, you know, love sustainability, but commercial fishing also has family. You know, we've been fishing for generations, commercial fishing, and we love to give back to our Copper River Watershed Project. And they support salmon habitat and a lot of projects, small scale and big scale.
So, Rich, you and your wife and your company, family-owned business folks, you ship out premium quality fillets of salmon and also halibut and also black cod, also known as sablefish, but in addition to the fish, you also offer shellfish to include, getting back to platinum here, Alaskan king crab. Where does this come from?
So this is Alaskan golden king crab caught in Prince William Sound by one of our great friends, Teal Losey on the Nip and Tuck.
And would it be fair to say, Sina, that the Alaskan king crab is the most prized of any crab you can catch?
Oh, absolutely. And what we have is a golden king crab. It's a little more rare and off the record with some of our Alaska friends said it's the best king crab out of Alaska last year. Don't tell anybody.
We won't tell anybody except whoever's listening today, because the people listening today are going to be very interested in the fact that you are giving away some of this king crab. Tell our listeners more.
Oh, we have these beautiful clusters. It's three legs and a claw all combined. Beautiful fill meat, very full, very delicious. And we send those in a beautiful box on dry ice. So we're giving that away, and we ship all over the U.S.
I want to talk about that. I mean, you live in the Pacific Northwest. You work in Alaska. Intuitively, I would think that most of your customers are in the Pacific Northwest. But before you're on the microphone, you were telling me you ship all over the place. I mean, Chicago, where else?
We have a lot of customers in New York. We have a lot of people that are actually very thankful to get fish right to their door. They don't have another outlet for it. They can't go to their grocery store and find the premium quality that we have. So we actually ship to Florida and New York and actually all the states all the time.
Wow. You know, this king crab, like I said, I mean, it is the platinum standard for crab. And it sounds like yours is even above platinum, whatever that metal might be. So let's talk about how much this cluster would normally cost.
This cluster is $149, and we're excited to give it away.
Well, if you want it, folks, I can tell you what to do in just a minute. But in the meantime, we should talk about the fact that this is a great time for folks anywhere in the nation to order off your website at SenaSea.com. That's Sena, SenaSea.com. That's the website to go to. You can order fish fillets like we talked about. You can order king crab like we just mentioned. You can also order gift packages. They got some great gift packages. What are some of the more popular ones that you have, especially for the holiday season?
Well, we have some samplers that include our Copper River sockeye, halibut, and black cod. And then we have some party gifts, some that have our more smoked salmon and spread, something you might put on a charcuterie board. And then we have some fun ones that are, we have the foodie and the fisherman. based on a recipient. So if you have a friend, family, loved one that has an interest, we probably have a sampler box for them.
All right. And folks, they also have some absolutely delicious smoked salmon spread and even smoked salmon in a jar that doesn't have to be refrigerated. And I understand that this is actually smoked Copper River sockeye. Is that correct?
Yeah, we use the real thing, Copper River sockeye, for a really premium product. It's in a glass mason jar. And like you said, it doesn't require refrigeration, but it's really beautiful handmade gift.
All right. Well, as you heard, we are giving away a pellet grill for Camp Chef. Rich, one last question for you. How would you recommend cooking this king crab in a pellet grill?
Oh, absolutely, John. This is the best way to do it, and it's to put it directly on the grill and allow it to smoke and thaw at the same time.
How long do you cook it, and what temperature?
So I start everything out at about 165 and slowly bring it up to temp. It takes about 25 minutes to fully thaw. And, and with that smoke on it, it is something delectable, decadent, and delicious.
Sounds fabulous. Folks, if you want a chance to win this cluster of king crab legs from Sina Sea, here's what you do. You go to our America Outdoors Radio Facebook page. Step one, like and follow the Facebook page, then look for the post thread where we're doing this giveaway. And let us know if the Sina Sea package is the one package you want for Christmas. Now, as we mentioned earlier in the show, you only get to choose one gift. And we've got six for you to choose from during this show. But if wild-caught Alaskan seafood is what trips your trigger, especially king crab, and boy, oh boy, I can tell you from personal experience, the king crab that Sina Sea has, it is delicious. As a matter of fact, it is the best tasting crab I've ever had in my life. And again, if this is what you want, just put down Sina Sea as the one gift you want for Christmas. And if you want a bonus entry, let us know what state you're from or what station you're listening to. We are going to draw one winner at the end of this weekend, and they are going to get some absolutely delicious shellfish. We're talking king crab, fresh caught from Prince William Sound in Alaska. You're going to absolutely love this for Christmas or any other holiday meal. Meanwhile, check out their website and shop for your friends, for your family, at SinaSea.com. That's Sina, S-E-N-A-C.com. Rich, Sina, thank you so much for this wonderful gift to one of our listeners, and have a Merry Christmas.
Thanks, John. You too.
Merry Christmas.
We've been telling you about Sportsman's Cove Lodge in Southeast Alaska for a while now. They're truly Alaska's best lodge. Wildlife is abundant, from bears and deer to eagles and whales, and let's not forget the reason you're here, the fishing. Halibut, salmon, lingcod, rockfish, true cod, and more. It's all waiting for you in abundance at Sportsman's Cove Lodge. Book your trip today at alaskasbestlodge.com. That's alaskasbestlodge.com for Sportsman's Cove Lodge.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
Looking for the perfect gift for the hunter or shooter in your life? Give them a Henry. These American-made lever-action guns shoot straight and have a classic Western look. Choose from a .22 caliber Henry for plinking, a heavier caliber for hunting, or even a shotgun for birds and small game. Better still, these guns come in all sorts of finishes, covering everything from use in the field or on the range to showing off the best-looking firearm in your zip code. Henry Rifles and Shotguns come with a lifetime guarantee. And if you help need deciding what Henry is right for you, just ask. The award-winning customer service team at henryusa.com will be happy to help you out. So, go to henryusa.com and order a free catalog and holiday gift guide. Then, find what you like, look for a dealer near you, and get a gift that will put a real smile on someone's face this holiday season. Start searching for your Henry now at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
You're back in with America Outdoors Radio, and it's time to tell you about the gift that you've all been waiting to win on our special Christmas gift giveaway show. It is a pellet grill from Camp Chef, and with us here to tell you more about the pellet grill that they are giving away is Ryan Neely. Ryan, Merry Christmas. Great to have you back on the air.
Merry Christmas to you, John.
So this is the XT24 Pellet Grill. It's got a retail price of $529, has 570 square inches of cooking space between the upper and lower racks. Why don't you tell us about some of the delicious foods that folks can cook on this grill?
Well, I'll tell you what, it's the holiday season, and now is the time to be cooking that good food. You know, whether you're doing turkey, ham, my personal favorite is prime rib. It has stepped up my cooking game so much, and you know, we're never going to the restaurants anymore for the holidays. We're eating at home, and it's honestly because of this grill. Delicious foods with that wood fire flavor, and it retains the moisture in the meat so well.
So let's talk about some of the bells and whistles. I understand you've got something called PID technology built into this grill that really helps regulate the temperature.
Yeah, it does. The PID technology is something similar to what cruise control is on your car. And it allows that where the computer and the temperature are continually speaking back and forth together, which allows the smoker to hold more consistent temperatures. But also the cool thing on this is it does have something that Camp Chef calls smoke control. And this allows you to adjust the output of your smoke. We use settings from 1 to 10, and it works up to temperatures up to 300 degrees. That way, if you want a little smoky flavor, you can crank it up to 10. If you're doing fish or something, want it more mild, you can keep it at 1. However you want to do it, but you got the ability to do it there on the Camp Chef.
Oh, I'm already salivating at the thought of putting some food into one of these grills and tasting it when it comes out. Another, well, real bell and whistle we need to talk about here is your ash cleanout system that's really convenient.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you burn wood, there's going to be ash, and it makes cleaning that grill super easy. There's no need to handle the greasy grates or get underneath there to clean that out. Just pull the lever, and you're good to go. You know, that doesn't really affect the flavor too much, but I'll tell you what, the flavors on this grill are excellent. Someone's going to get lucky and take this thing home. I'm excited for them.
Well, and if you want to be that lucky person that does, here's what you do. I'm going to tell you how to get two entries here. First off, go to our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. Like and follow that page. Then look for the post thread. That's different. The post thread and the page are not the same thing. So like and follow the page. Then go to the post thread where we're doing this giveaway and simply tell us what state you're from. That's number one for one entry. And what station you're listening to today. That's your second entry. Now, one person that does this is going to win this pellet grill, and Ryan is going to ship it directly to you. Don't know if it's going to make it before Christmas or not, but I can definitely tell you it's going to make it in plenty of time for you to enjoy lots of delicious pellet grilled food for years to come. It'll be the perfect Christmas gift. Again, go to our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio. Look for the post thread where we're doing the giveaway. Just tell us what state you're from and what station you're listening to. We're going to pick a winner after the end of our last broadcast this weekend. And while you are thinking about pellet grills and other things that have to do with outdoors cooking, go to campchef.com. That's a website for Camp Chef. Look at the entire lineup of pellet grills and other grills and smokers that they have. Check out some of the recipes they have for the holidays, whether it be for turkey or otherwise. And you can also head down to your local big box store or sporting goods retailer and look for Camp Chef products there too. Ryan, very generous of you to give away a pellet grill again this Christmas. You are indeed going to make somebody very happy.
Hey, that's somebody. Get on there. Enter to win. I'm jealous already because this grill is awesome. They're going to love it.
There you go. Merry Christmas, Ryan.
Merry Christmas, John.
Boy, oh boy, I know a lot of you are going to be asking for this pellet grill, and I understand why. We've got one more gift to give away, and this one is for the bass angler. I call it the fisherman's package, and it being mainly a bass fishing package, we of course have to start off with a nice official Bassmaster ball cap. It's blue with white lettering. In addition to that, fresh in the package, we've got a nice neck gaiter for you, orange and black from Power Pole. Pick that up at the Bassmaster Classy. We've got two koozies for you, both red, both with a fishing theme, to keep those drinks cold while you're on the water. And then we've got the lures. That includes two Hyperplastics Dart Spin Pro jigs from A Band of Anglers. These are supposed to be the absolute bomb on bass back east, and I'll bet they'll work anywhere in the country you try them. We've got two 8-packs of Gaijo paddle tail grubs. Each one of these looks to be about 3 inches long, and each package has various different colors to choose from. We got a 4-pack of black and white frog trailers, a crankbait from Monster Bass. That would be the Seeker 6. Dives 4 to 6 feet, weighs 1/2 ounce. This one's kind of in a spring craw, kind of a yellowish red and just a hint of blue on the gills. And then we've got 2 1/4 ounce rooster tail spinners. Now, a lot of folks think of these as trout spinners, but I've talked to the folks at Yakima Bait, and these slay the smallmouth bass on the Columbia River, and I'm sure they'll work very well no matter where you cast them for smallies. Another thing that ought to work really well on both smallmouth and largemouth bass are a couple of Bucktail Pros from Roadrunner Lures. Now, these are bucktail jigs, and the thing I like about bucktails, it floats a whole lot different than a marabou jig and will often trigger a strike that a marabou won't. On top of this, we've got 2 chartreuse-colored 1/4-ounce Roadrunner Lures. Those are longtime favorites for not only bass but panfish anglers. And a package of chartreuse intense glow paint Roadrunner jig heads with willow leaf blades. Also a 1/4 ounce, there's 4 of them, and you can put your own grub on those. Last but not least, we've got 2 packages of 3-aught hooks from X-Point. They're both offset wide gap, and they will work perfect to put on some of the soft plastics you're fishing out there. Put it all together, and you've got one heck of a fishing package for bass. And if this is the one gift you want, you know what to do. Go to our Facebook page at America Outdoors Radio, like and follow the page, then go to the post and ask for the fishing package. And if you don't do Facebook, that's okay. Just shoot us an email through our website at AmericaOutdoorsRadio.com. We're starting to run short on time, so we better recap what your 6 choices are. Remember, you only get to ask for one gift. We just told you about the fishing package. That is one option. There is the Camp Chef pellet grill, which I know is going to be a very, very popular gift that a lot of folks are going to ask for. But then again, I think those king crab legs from Sena Sea Seafoods will also be quite sought after this year. That's another gift. Just ask for the Sena Sea crab legs. You fly anglers out there will probably enjoy that fly fishing package we told you about earlier in the show, with several different books that'll help you tie some great flies this winter. And let's not forget that wonderful Ken Onion Edition Worksharp Knife and Tool Sharpener that Josh Warren told you about at the beginning of the program. This being the end of the show, it is time to make your choice and ask for what one gift you want for Christmas. If you want a bonus entry, let us know what state you're from and what station you're listening to. We will pick a winner for each of our 6 gifts at the end of our last broadcast this weekend. And if you live in the greater Northwest, and your station carries Northwestern Outdoors Radio, well, you might want to tune into that show too, because we're giving away six more gifts there, and you can ask for a gift from that show too. As we wrap things up, I would once again just like to tell you how much I appreciate each and every one of you that tunes into our program and that engages with us, whether it be through Facebook or email. It always makes my day when you do. I also hope that the holiday season ahead is going to be wonderful for you. Whether you celebrate Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or Christmas, this is a very meaningful time of year. But it can also be stressful too. One way that always works for me when it comes to beating the stress is to get outside in nature. It always calms my spirit and makes me happy. And I suspect it'll do the same for you. Until next time, here's wishing you a very wonderful holiday season, a very Merry Christmas, and I do hope you'll be blessed with much health and happiness in the month ahead. I also hope that you find a little time to get outside in nature. After all, it is your country and you're outdoors, so get out there and enjoy it.
Country Hunters and Anglers. You may have heard of us, but what are we about? BHA is the voice for your wild public lands, waters, and wildlife. From national level policy work to boots on the ground projects like public land cleanups, we work across North America to uphold the legacy of our public lands and waters, as well as your opportunity to hunt, fish, and recreate on them. Stand up for public lands and waters and become a BHA member today. Visit backcountryhunters.org.